All right, welcome to the first episode of Darko's Apple Farm.
Yeah,
Bryce and I here. We're gonna talk a little basketball after the first day of preseason games.
Woo! Basketball is back, baby.
It's back. It's been like a long 3 weeks here.
It has. I haven't. You know, it's been such a long time. I remember the bubble like it was. Oh, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Man. Also, why isn't the bubble in NBA 2K? Maybe the best court that we could ever have isn't even there.
That needs to be a playable court. Like, remember the old Maddens where you, and this is going to be a throwback, but you used to be able to get these things called Madden cards before they had like Ultimate Team and all that. You would just play and they'd give you cards and you'd unlock wacky stadiums. Like they'd have like the Tiburon Stadium down in Florida or like the Future Stadium, which a bunch of robots on the sideline. It was fun.
It's the same for the MLB game when you used to play in the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Back against a barn with some cornfield going.
Or in the MLB The Show when they used to actually have the old like Yankee Stadium or the old stadium in Boston, and they actually would change the camera so it'd be all, you know, gray style too. So it was really fun.
Do we ever have Tiger Stadium?
Bring back fun to video games.
Bring back fun to video games.
We're making video games great again.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any takeaways from preseason games yesterday?
You know what? The fact that I got to see Boogie and John Wall not die, I think is the most positive thing I could take away from those preseason games. I thought for sure John Wall his knee would just explode.
My biggest hope for the NBA season is that those two just stay healthy. I feel like they deserve it. And I feel like, you know, that my love for Boogie might be more deep than his family, and I've never met him.
I question sometimes knowing you that if it's not a sexual in nature, because your love for Boogie goes real deep.
I feel like when I said that, we should have had a sound engineer just playing, "How deep is your love? Is your love? Is your love?" Get some Bee Gees going in here.
Okay, I was wondering, I was like, is that the Bee Gees or was that like a Bee Gees cover band?
Oh, no, that was me. That was the voice of an angel you heard.
How deep is your love? You have to hit those high notes.
So let me ask you this. The Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
Played, and I didn't catch much of it, but I really like their offseason. I like that they're actually trying to push it and go for it.
I like their offseason too. I like the fact that they're going to try and maybe put some defensive players around Trae Young, who offensively and as a point guard took great leaps last season, but could not guard literally a child from coming in the lane.
Trae Young playing defense reminds me of, I can't think of the kicker's name, but used to literally kick the ball on kickoffs and run off the field because he had some sort of like surgery where he couldn't get hit back in the day.
Yeah.
Like that's who Luke Kennard, or that's who Trae Young is. I'm just too excited about Luke Kennard this season.
I know.
My favorite player in the NBA.
Honestly, I think I got one better. Trae Young's defense is leakier than the condoms in Antonio Cromartie's house.
Ooh.
Boom.
Man, you got to get that fixed.
That's the thing. You remember, Antonio Cromartie got a vasectomy and then immediately had twins.
Oh, man. Okay.
That man is potent.
I feel like we should do a little bit of a dive into the Pistons.
Yeah, we should, actually. Because, did you watch any of the Pistons game?
Yeah, you know, like 20 some odd turnovers, and Jeremy Grant just go in. Never mind, I think he had one shot. Never mind, I'm gonna rescind whatever I was gonna say because it was bad. It was ugly.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we now know why he turned down the same amount of money in Denver, because he said, "I can go to Detroit and be the poor man's poor man's poor man's Giannis." You know, but if Giannis only took jump shots.
If Giannis only took jump shots. Oh, my gosh. I'm happy that we finally have something to root for and watching some young players hopefully turn into something.
Right.
But finally have something to look forward to. But it's going to be a rough couple of years, man.
It's exactly what we needed, though. The Pistons needed to finally have stopped fooling themselves and pretending, you know what, let's fight for that 8th seed to get swept by the Cavaliers back in the day, or in this case, to be swept by the Raptors or swept by the Bucks. let's fight for that 8 seed. No, the NBA like middle ground is the worst place to be. It's the Atlanta Hawks of the early 2000s. You never advance. You never get a pick good enough to get you further. You never a destination where free agents want to go. And you're never doing anything except getting one win over the number one or number two seed. It sucks.
Isn't that the Magic for Orlando?
That is. That's basically what the Orlando Magic are right now, which is funny because they tanked to get to mediocrity. Who does that? How are you going to tank your whole, like, spend so many years building up all these young players that are only mediocre at best? They are injury replacement level all-stars at best.
Oh man, injury replacement all-stars. We're not ready for that. That's we need to discuss that much further. But they we do. So let me ask you your opinion of having a new GM in Detroit that came in and just was like, listen, guys, I've been playing a lot of NBA 2K. I know exactly how I'm going to handle this offseason.
You know what? He gets a lot of crap because he kept signing centers. I'm pretty sure he tried to give a contract to Hakeem Olajuwon. But here's the thing. I loved his contract structure because Pistons fans are going to make this as brutal as possible, and I'm one of them. We suck. We're going to suck this year. We're going to suck next year, and we're going to suck the year after that. So instead of trying to focus on, ooh, what new free agent can we get? Or who's going to be the superstar? Let's focus on the fact that we're going to suck. We're going to be competitive, and then we're going to lose. Signing someone like Mace Plumlee for 3 years means that year one of suck and year two of suck, we don't worry about anything. Who cares if you're giving Mason Plumlee like $8 million a year for 2 years of suckage? All he's going to do is help your young guys improve. Then when you think that maybe we have two good players in the cannon and it's time for him to go, we can trade him as an expiring contract for somebody who, and again, this is the key, doesn't suck.
It's a plan. How much is he going to suck at that point? So what are we going to get in return for that?
Listen, if Miami Heat can trade like a used Band-Aid and a couple of pairs of Dockers for Andre Iguodala and his championship pedigree to help push them over the edge, who knows? Who knows what the world's going to be in 3 years? Maybe we'll get John Wall because his knee will literally just be a Mr. Potato Head at that point.
I'll just pull out the parts we need that day.
Just pull out the parts you need, put a pair of eyes on it, throw a little handbag and call it a day.
Oh man. No, I really like what they did. I like that we have three pieces that are young and hopefully we can develop something. You know, like my viewpoint of I wish we had Tyrese Halliburton instead, but we'll see what happens.
I like Halliburton, and I think he went to the right team, but I really do like Killian Hayes. I think that he does have the potential to be exactly what the Pistons need, a pass-first, game-managing point guard who would then facilitate to, hopefully, a strong wing that we draft early next year, DeBoya, who looks like he could potentially develop into a nice, slashing number four. What we need our point guard to do is be able to run the high pick and rolls and facilitate a smart offense. I know he had a lot of turnovers last night, but the kid's 19 years old. What did you expect? He didn't have a preseason. This is his preseason. He didn't have a training camp really. And this is, you're going from like, Europe ball to the NBA. So yeah, he's going to turn the ball over. As long as we see improvement going forward, I'm happy.
I mean, that's what we have to hope for, right? Mm-hmm. I don't trust anything that the old regime did. And if Sekou came in from the old regime, maybe we should have Stromile Swift instead.
Okay. You got to think about it.
Let me have my Stromile Swift reference, okay?
I was waiting for it. I thought it was going to come in later, but it was.
No, we already got there. We already got there.
You arrived early. Not the first time you've heard that, I'm sure, but it's a joke that he's white and he shows up to things early. What else could that possibly mean?
Oh man, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Timeliness.
I'm on CPT. We started this we were originally supposed to start recording this podcast at 6 p.m.
yesterday.
Technically yesterday. You're right. I am 25 hours late.
Oh, man.
Excellent, okay. CPT.
I mean, like, I really like that the big contracts the Pistons offered. They're going to play through 3 years, and Blake has 2 years left. So, like, what are we really missing? Like, that isn't much time in all actuality.
No, I think this team is going to need 3 years to rebuild any way you slice it. So why not go on ahead and build the contracts that you can then easily move out? If somebody like Grant turns out to be the truth and the answer, great. You can extend him when we're actually going to be a good team. If Plumlee all of a sudden becomes like this dominating force in the middle, great. You can extend him when the time comes, but you aren't forced to. You're giving yourself the chance to say, hey, we're going to give our young guys some competent NBA talent to be competitive and lose for the next 3 years while we build up actual talent, and then we can come back with that. I mean, I like our drafts. I don't know how you feel about it specifically, but
I actually really like the draft. And the one last thing I would say about the roster and our free agency is I wish since the Pistons finally started the process, I wish we would have just gotten Nerlens Noel instead of Plumlee. I wish we would have got MCW instead of bringing in DeLon Wright. Like, let's just recycle the Philly process. Let's jump fully on the bandwagon of starting a process. And I mean, maybe it works this time. What if we put that team together?
I mean,
and they upset the world.
We're gonna shock the world. Yo, but think about it. In terms of another Pistons move, who do we trade for from Philadelphia just to get Zaire Smith? We traded for another process member just to cut him. So
I don't like cutting Zaire Smith either.
I don't like that move. I thought you let him play. You see what you got. Just the same thing we're doing with Jahlil Okafor, with basically this entire team. With Jackson, take a shot. What do you have to lose?
I really like them. There's one thing that is being talked about right now that I hope happens maybe more than Boogie and John Wall having healthy, good seasons.
Okay.
And that's Power Wheels signing an MLE and going back to the Lakers to play with Marcus Gasol.
I think that we can see that happen.
Like, if you have the two of them, and yes, Pau is not in his prime.
Oh, no.
But he is tall and can pass the ball. So you're going to have Mark, Pau, LeBron, and some like two other people.
The Gasol lineup will be everyone's favorite part of the playoffs.
It will be my favorite thing maybe in the history of the NBA.
I think you might actually have like a moment where you have to go clean up after yourself if the Lakers take on the Dallas Mavericks and it's the Gasols versus like Luka. I think your heart may actually just stop in that moment.
I'm just gonna get an adrenaline shot ready to go.
Yeah, because I think outside of watching the Lakers with both Gasols, the only thing you want to see more is Luka in the conference finals.
I feel like Luka should already be talked about as the best player of all time. 2 years in, I'm already ready to state it.
Okay. I'm going to go on ahead and say probably not on my end. And that's just
how many jerseys did Jordan get pissed and tear through? He doesn't even have the strength of Luka.
Weird metric, but okay.
And a sick forearm tattoo. No, I'm taking that back. That's dumb. That's dumb. I'm off of it.
You don't like the forearm tattoo?
Oh, man.
No. What's that schoolboy Q? Forearm tattoos. That squad, 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 squad.
Oh, man.
Also,
I'm
just waiting for you to admit that Darko is better than Carmelo because Darko has more rings.
He has more apples.
He does have more apples and more rings.
And more rings. They I don't know. I like on that list, like, is Anthony Randolph also better? Because he has a ring. He has a Euro ring that Luka got for him.
Yeah, he did.
Anthony, don't sleep on Anthony Randolph.
That's what I say for anyone who wants to go to the rings discussion about greatness. First off, Darko's got a ring, and then Ariana Grande's got 7 rings. So Jordan can suck it. Just saying.
They to tie back around to Boogie and John Wall. I left that one back.
Great
there.
Segue.
It's behind us. To tie back to them. The Rockets are kind of working on the all NBA injury team.
They really are.
I'm wondering if we could potentially get a PG and Luke Kennard trade for James Harden, just so we can build on the all NBA injury team.
Well, as it stands right now, I think the healthiest player on that team is Christian Wood, which tells me that Christian Wood is in for a bad year.
He's in for a bad year. I mean, is he more healthy than James Harden? He's out partying. He's good.
Yeah, James Harden may have 7 strands of COVID and like 3 unknown STDs after partying with Lil Baby for the weekend. Do you know how many like Instagram influencers and models were at that party who happened to have OnlyFans just to pay for, you know, college?
Oh, man. All these air quotes are my favorite things in the world right now. If he has to take 6 tests before he comes back, is he going to do 6 rapid tests and just, I don't know, send a video to Elon Musk that's like, I did 6 tests. Are you going to try and do 7 now? Like, I feel like that should be some shit talking that happens.
I mean, I think that's going to be a great idea. I think that he should try to do that with all the NBA All-Stars and just let the media like dictate. It's like, all right, James Harden's at 7. Wait, nope. Durant is at 12. We don't know what Kyrie's at because he won't tell anybody because he's not talking to us.
How long is it until Kyrie decides to do, like, I am going to take this year off and become a Buddhist monk, and I am not going to talk for the entire year.
Kyrie Irving has driven a wedge between all of his old teammates. He's trying to drive a wedge between his current teammates and his future job. Kyrie Irving is going to be one of the people sitting up there talking on TV. He is going to be part of the media as soon as he retires. What is the issue here? Why are you going to take a dump on your future career?
I don't understand Kyrie. I don't understand anything about him.
I don't think anybody understands Kyrie. I don't think Kyrie understands Kyrie. He doesn't understand what the world is round. So I'm just going to go ahead and assume that in his mind, his brain is also flat.
Ooh. He flat said brainer. You got a flat brain.
Flat brain truther right here.
Flat brain truther.
Got it.
Oh, first. Man. They, Kyrie, I'm just not going to talk this season.
Fine. I like how they find him and find the Brooklyn Nets too. Like, you're just going to let this happen? You're going to stand there and let this happen? And the Brooklyn Nets are just sitting there like, Steve Nash is like, I don't know what I walked into.
I feel like the Brooklyn Nets should have released a statement instead of addressing it. Just put out a piece of paper that says, we don't know why this is happening, and just played along with the game.
I think this one better. The Brooklyn Nets should have released a statement that literally just said statement. And just bold typeface on their letterhead just said statement and been done. Dropped the mic, walked away. That would have been the most, like, if you're going to support your guy, that's the most balling way to support your guy.
Now that's what I hope for. I hope there's t-shirts that come out in Brooklyn Nets colors that say that.
I think it's, to be fair, it would look better than their city jerseys that they came out with this year that looked like a 3-year-old drew them.
Ah, city jerseys.
So many good ones. So many bad ones.
But when are the Pistons just finally going to accept that they have the best jersey of all time and it's teal and we need to accept it and we need to use it for every city jersey ever?
it's the point where the Pistons stopped trying to use their city jerseys as an excuse to be the city of Detroit's soccer team and start stop treating the jersey like a kit and treat it like an actual jersey.
Oh, man.
Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. Why? Why are you doing that? Why do you need to say that in a circle on the jersey?
When's the Flagstar contract up? Can we get like a play it against sports and we can start doing commercials with soccer balls?
I love it. I think at some point we're going to have to think about the top five, like Detroit institutions that should be on the jersey.
Oh my gosh. What if we got American Coney Island on one side of the jersey
and Lafayette
on the other?
No, even better.
Only put them side by side.
Only the starters get to wear Lafayette. And all the bench players get American. And once you get named as a starter, you get to actually take the patch off and put the other one on.
Oh, I like what you're doing there.
So that way, when the coach turns in his like lineup to the other team, and the other team looks around, is like, nope, you have Jeremiah Grant wearing American. If he's starting, he should be wearing Lafayette. We didn't plan for this.
Oh my gosh, you can do a switcheroo that way too. It'd be like when the Mighty Ducks came out in the NHL jerseys at the end of the game.
Plus, when they do jersey swaps at the end of the game, you'll get love the fact that other players will get to say, like, hey, can I get your Lafayette Coney Island patch too with this? I want to have them interchangeable on my wall.
Oh, man. Also, how much of a fundraiser do you think we would have to do to get enough money so Lafayette can be the sponsor for a year of the Pistons?
To be fair, Bumble is the sponsor for the Clippers, so I think the bar is relatively low. Unless, of course, Bumble's going to sponsor us, in which case, Bumble, find your match today.
I just want to point out that there's a lot of blank space around me, so if we get some endorsements, I could throw them up. Just send me $5 and you can put something on this wall.
Right, like if I happen to put on a Jägermeister mask or something, I can't believe I don't have anything else around me of like note. If we maybe, you know, let's say our podcast gets picked up by the ESPN radio network, then I'm all for it.
If we get picked up by ESPN and we don't get to talk to Zach Lowe about the New Jersey Swamp Dragons, we failed.
Even if the Pistons just want us to be the official sponsor podcast of Pistons basketball, we can sell out. We're good at selling out.
Not only that, I feel like we're probably better at play-by-play than Rick Mahorn is.
Well,
Rick Mahorn's play-by-play is terrible.
I love it. Well, the Pistons, they dribbled the ball up the court, and because he took a couple extra steps, that's why he got it traveling. What? Who are you talking to? The last play was a timeout. Rick, what are you talking about?
He's just, I feel like he stopped playing and literally doesn't understand basketball anymore. By the way, Rick Mahorn, love you to death, man. New job.
Rick Mahorn, great as an assistant coach under Bill Laimbeer, coaching a WNBA team.
Bill Laimbeer's.
Not as great trying to tell us what's going on in a real basketball game.
I don't understand how that's possible.
Because when he played basketball, his goal was to post up and punch.
Thumb asses.
Well, post up and thumb asses and punch. He literally had a P&P game. Post and punch.
Pokes and punch.
Post and punch.
I know. I want to go with pokes and punch.
Pokes and punch.
Just thumb pokes.
Pokes and punch sounds like a odd Saturday night in certain parts of Detroit.
Pokes and punch. Guys, it's a pokes and punch party.
It's a pokes and punch party. Leave $5.
Brought to you by Vaseline.
Brought to you by Vaseline. Vaseline. When you're here, you're family.
Are you gonna just make new taglines for every company from here on out?
Until we get a sponsor. Either these companies are gonna sponsor us because they love us, or we're just gonna keep infuriating them by giving them clearly not their tagline.
It's because we have such a big viewing after one episode.
I mean, I feel like the world is our oyster.
The world is our oyster. If the world's our oyster, we're going to figure out how to bring back Fab Melo. Fab Melo, Taco Fall on the Celtics, Get rid of Tristan Thompson. Get rid of Daniel Tice. We're ready to go.
What is your – I need to know. What is your top five favorite, like, let's just say recent, so, like, at least past 2000 NBA team of just, like, quirky players that you love? Yes.
I feel like it's Fab Melo, Darko, which, by the way, you draft Darko every time in that situation.
100%.
100%. He got you a ring. He got you a ring. It's all about
it. He got you a ring. He got you Rasheed Wallace and a ring.
Yep.
Done.
So, Darko, Fab Melo, Anthony Randolph.
Anthony Randolph over Anthony Tolliver?
Yeah, don't shit on Mr. Calypso. That man loves himself some Calypso music. You gotta love him.
And he also likes the Calypso drinks, which make pretty decent lemonade. Calypso, for when you're feeling freaky.
Calypso, sponsored by Anthony Tolliver. Sponsored by Darko's Apple Farm.
Sponsored by Darko's Apple Farm.
We just did the intro to a baseball game, but only with like a quarter of the sponsors.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I'll finish this out. We got Fab Melo.
Yes.
We got Anthony Randolph. We got Darko. Who was Johnny Flynn? And
you needed a point guard.
I needed a point guard. I'm trying to go all centers and one point guard because that's how you win.
Or if you're either that's how you win, or that's how you sign free agents if you're the Pistons.
I feel like I walked right into that one.
You like moonwalked into that one.
Also, I can't moonwalk. You kidding me? I think the other person that I'd want to put on there, I don't know if he qualifies, but I want to put Brian Cardinal on it. Oh, wait. Maybe Mo Spates.
Mo Spates.
Just because. I'll go with Mo Spates.
Just because? Well, I'm going to bring up someone who I'm surprised you didn't put on there. Let's talk about Luke Kennard.
What about Taco Fall? I want to add Taco Fall and OJ Mayo.
I mean, you might as well just go ahead and throw Michael Beasley on there and just have a pot-smoking team.
Be easy. Okay, let's talk about Luke Kennard.
Let's talk about Luke Kennard. So I feel like you have some interesting takes on Luke Kennard. Would you care to share them with the class?
I think Luke Kennard might be my least favorite player in the NBA. I feel like that's very easy, too, though. He played for the Pistons for long enough that I'm just like, I hate you.
I don't see how that's a thing.
I feel like the Pistons should have moved to Seattle a couple of years ago.
And this is where we're going to fight, because Detroit is a major city and deserves to have a major sports team.
Is that why they have such a strong turnout?
Yes, that's why. Because Detroit is a major city that has gone through a major downfall and is slowly trying to go through a rebuild. AKA the Pistons, the Lions, the Tigers, and the Red Wings. Our teams showcase our city. Also, we lost some business, AKA the Shock.
We lost the Shock forever ago. Back to Luke Kennard. So I just like Luke, obviously, he never turned into anything. He never turned into anything. I don't like him. I can have my own opinion.
But don't you? So how do you think he's going to do this year?
I think he legitimately is the most improved player this year.
Again, how is he your least favorite player? And you say he's never done anything, and then he's the most improved just because he goes to play with, you know, that fun-loving big guy, Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ivaka Zubats. Well, it's too. Because he's going to play with Ivaka Zubats. I just see a situation where they can make enough space for him between Kawhi and PG on the court that we saw that he can shoot the ball. He can stay out there and shoot the ball and he's open in a situation like I feel like he can just start raining in threes.
Yeah.
It's my hot take for the year.
I don't know if I'm going to necessarily give him most improved player, but I do see him doing well over there because you kind of saw stretches where PG kind of tried to have to fill that role of spot up shooter, which was not really suited for him. Luke Kennard literally just has to stand there at the 3-point line and just keep moving left to right. Like he's a shuffling dummy until they finally give him the ball and then he just shoots it.
He's a shuffling dummy. He's just working on his strafe moves.
That's it. He's literally doing every basketball player's least favorite drill the entire game.
He's all he's doing during practice is they're like, Luke, you're not practicing with the team. Go do cone drills.
I mean, it's either that or he's going to be Denver's like emergency quarterback for when they all get COVID again, have to go through COVID quarantine again.
You know who would have been ready? You know who would have been ready in that situation?
Who?
Tim Tebow.
I thought you were going to go with Kaepernick, but yes, Tim Tebow would have been ready because Tim Tebow distanced himself from a lot of things. He distanced himself from people and, you know, like active good football. He's been socially distanced
from active good football. I thought you were going a different way, but I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. You left us hanging for a minute.
I got to leave you wanting more. Just like Burger King, they never leave you wanting more because it's Burger King. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but Burger King, you can discern and decide if you're going to sponsor us.
Burger King, in case all your other fast food options are too busy.
Burger King, I guess there's no McDonald's nearby.
Burger King, yes, we're still open. Please come in.
Burger King, it's Burger King. What do you expect?
Burger King, we're here.
And now that's it, guys. I'm sorry. We're going to have to shift up the podcast. Our new podcast idea is this. We're going to create Burger King taglines for 2 hours, and that'll be it.
That's it. Okay. That's it. So if Luke Kennard isn't most improved player.
Yes.
What do you think? I think the Clippers are an interesting team because, Paul George just signed a contract, so he's probably getting traded somewhere. He probably wants out already.
Paul George, historically, every time he says, this is the place I want to be, it takes only 8 months for him to then decide, nah, I'm gonna move on. In Indiana, this is the place I want to stay and retire. 8 months later, somebody trade me. I'm not re-signing here. He goes to the Thunder, and he's like, I love playing with Russell Westbrook. This is the best team. I'm not going anywhere. And then, bless you, then Kawhi Leonard's like, I'm going to L.A. And he's like, I'm going to L.A. And Oklahoma City's like, wait, what do you mean? You're under contract. He's like, you'll figure it out.
I'm just saying, I think we see the situation where he gets traded for James Harden and we start the all-injury all-stars. I don't think that team is a mediocre team if they trade for him. It's either they're fantastic or literally every player on that team's injured.
Yeah.
Would they have to forfeit a game then? Is it like soccer where you don't have enough healthy players that you're just like, I'm forfeiting?
Nope. Then what ends up happening is you just start picking off Pistons players because we're basically their G League.
Also, I feel like if a team's bad enough for 2 years, they should get relegated like soccer. We just start having the whatever the new Pistons Detroit team is. So now do they have, like, I don't know, that G League team.
Hey, they're going to be playing out of Wayne State, though. So, yeah, go Wayne State. Go Warriors. Wayne State Warriors.
Go Wayne State Warriors. Also, can the Wayne State Warriors go back to being the Tartars?
No. No. That name is too saucy.
It's too saucy. The Wayne State Worcestershires. We're a sauce, but you don't know quite what it is.
It's a sauce. You think it's fancy, I guess.
Can you pronounce the Wayne State Worcestershires? Can you pronounce it?
Better yet, can our announcers? Can Rick Mahorn? Well, the Wayne State Worcestershires.
Hi, I'm Rick Mahorn, and we got D up on coronavirus.
Well, it's better than peeing up on coronavirus.
Oh, man. Good old Robert. Where's Robert? Are they keeping him in jail during this?
Yes, definitely.
He's not one of the people got to get out?
No. Here's my thing on
Robert. Is it because he's sanitizing everything himself?
Sterilizing. Not the same as sanitizing.
Yeah. Listen. I know what you're talking about.
Here's my thing. R. Kelly needs to go ahead and get convicted and go to jail because R. Kelly, the person, is a terrible human being. R. Kelly, the musician, has made some classic hits. I want him to go to jail, then lose the civil trial we know he's broke, so he's not going to have enough money to pay all these families, meaning that all the royalties from his music will go to the families, and thus playing R. Kelly's music will actually be imploring and helping the victims.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I also am okay with him going to jail and then shooting the rest of Trapped in the Closet, where he has to put his character back in jail, and we get another, like, what if we get another 50 volumes? I'm never mad at that.
We get another 50 volumes, and again, all the money.
Now I'm in the closet.
I'm now, he's bent over by Big Chavis. Yeah, it's going to be
great. And now we're in the mess.
You don't want to see him on the yard. Those episodes get really messy.
Oh, man.
So, speaking of the yard and where they play basketball, because I'm just going to do the worst transition possible here. You brought up James Harden and the fact that he's trying to get traded. And he's trying so hard that he'd rather party with rappers than show up on time to training camp. What if, hear me out, the Pistons made a move to trade to keep Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose and somehow get James Harden? How good is that team in the NBA?
I mean, it's James Harden and two people that will probably be injured in 4 days. So, you know, normal James Harden team, they're probably like a seventh seed, sixth seed.
Which
I feel like James Harden, you and I, and two MLE players are a seventh seed. Yeah. And I don't think I can run up and down the court twice without being winded.
Okay, well, that explains
James
a lot.
James Harden is just that good of a scorer that he's like, listen, guys, I got this.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to win all of our games like 400 to 399 because not a single one of us are going to play defense. But
I have an idea for that defensive team, though. Every time we transition into defense, you jump on my shoulder so we can be tall enough to play defense. Block it, block a shot. Pyramid. Why don't people use a pyramid system? Like, you know what's probably a good defense right now? Johnny Flynn on Michael Beasley's shoulders. They're the new center of the NBA.
Okay. A couple of problems with that.
Is that legal? Can we look up the rules?
Technically, that is illegal in the NBA, period. Like, you cannot yippee-ki-yay another teammate to stop the ball. There's no duck-duck-goosing in the NBA. But also, do you really want that Johnny Flynn-Michael Beasley tandem? Because that tandem still can't shoot. So you don't even have a modern center in that.
You don't even.
So do you really want that?
You know what's better than that, though? Taco Fall. Taco Fall can play center right now.
Can he? Can he?
I mean, he could stand there.
He can definitely stand there.
He can stand.
I think Taco Fall needs to be given one of those signs he can twirl on the bench.
Is it going to say Bumble? I forget what your slogan is for Bumble, but we should do it.
Bumble. I don't know. Bumble. You're trying to get a connection, at least for the night. Bumble. I think that's more Tinder.
Well, wait.
Or in some cases, I guess Grindr, for depending on who you are.
Maybe he should have a GE sign that just has their newest deals on it, and he'll spin that through the game. They're sponsored by GE, right?
They are sponsored by GE.
See, I just figured it out. GE, we have washers. We have dryers.
We have Taco Fall.
We have Taco Fall.
That's a great tagline. I would buy one of their washers and or dryers because of that.
Right. I would be buying one right now.
Yeah.
I would be like, you'd be running this podcast on your own because I would be buying one in hopes that what if there's a sweepstakes and Taco Fall just becomes my best friend?
Or, and hear me out, what if Taco Fall falls back on that as his career and just starts delivering GE washers and dryers to your house?
What if he hides in refrigerator boxes and then jumps out like when people used to jump out of cakes? How do we order a cake where someone jumps out of it?
In quarantine, is that even a thing? Is that allowed? Or do you have to like socially distance the cake? People are asking.
We're under house arrest in Michigan.
It could be if all else fails, we could just plot against the governor, I guess, because apparently that's a thing now that people have decided.
I'm never okay with this joke.
Would you like to wear a mask? No. Let's kidnap the governor. Who? This is Michigan for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have everything. The Pistons, the Lions, the Red Wings, Rednecks. We got it all.
The Lions. Also, you know what? The Lions are a team that should be relegated. They should. They should be out for a season, and we just put a college team in.
Nope.
Wayne State Warriors.
If the Cleveland Browns and the Washington football team have been allowed to exist the way they have, the Lions get to exist. We may lose, but we're lovable losers.
Like Matt Patricia?
Tell me
about how much you love Matt Patricia.
I think I got more text messages on the day Matt Patricia fired than on my birthday this year. And I don't think I know. Everyone knows I hated Matt Patricia. I thought it was a terrible hire because I'll give you 20 minutes. Name me one Bill Belichick assistant that's done well in the NFL as a head coach. Don't worry,
I have no clue.
I was going to say, we're going to have to chop this part of the podcast down because I'm going to give you 20 whole minutes. I'm just going to sit here, let you think about it.
I'm just going to sit and wait.
Yep.
I'm gonna research on my phone while we're talking.
Most fun podcast ever. Watch a black man sit in place while a white man does research. Or you know the Stephen A. Smith mythology.
Ooh, Stephen A. Smith. How deep is your love?
Oh man. Okay. So we got a lot accomplished here. I guess the big thing is, what are you looking for in terms of the preseason? The Pistons play again on Sunday night. What types of things do you want to see?
I really just want to see. I mean, it's going to be a battle for a rookie point guard. I just want to see that he's continuing to take steps in the right direction. I just want to see Sadiq Bey shoot so many three-pointers. He's going to go on fire NBA Jam style.
He's on fire.
I really want to see more Obi Toppin. I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Obi looked good. Obi looked real
good. Yeah, Obi did look. He looked good, man. I want to see. I really like that Tyrese Haliburton is on the Kings.
Okay.
So I'm actually excited to see that. And I want to see how the Heat are, man. Like, I know that's not necessarily a rookie reference, but I really loved that team last year in the bubble. So I'm really excited to see that. How about you?
I think going forward, obviously for the Pistons, I want to see the evolution of DeBoya. I want to see if he's going to take these next steps and truly start to maneuver into that sort of all-encompassing power forward that we want him to be. When you start talking about the rest of the NBA, I really am excited to see what these new look Phoenix Suns are going to do. Was that a team Is that a team that was guided just by the circumstance of the bubble? And by the circumstance of the bubble, I mean the porn star who gave head to seven of the players one after another. Or is it going to be the factor of Chris Paul taking that team to the next level?
I mean, if Chris Paul's taking the team to the next level, does that mean he's going to give out 8 blowjobs in a row?
Listen, Chris Paul.
I want to make sure I understand what you're asking right now.
Chris Paul is willing to do anything to rent a ring at this point. I think he'd be willing to give everyone up to the team president one if it means he's going to get a ring. If they trade him to the Lakers, one of the two.
That contract.
Hey. Phoenix,
Eddie Curry congratulated him when he got that contract?
I think Eddie Curry did, but the message wasn't received because Eddie Curry's mouth was still too full of food.
Oh man.
Has anyone seen Eddie Curry? Like, has he lost weight, gained a ton more weight, which is what I'm assuming?
I assume after a while, if people have disappeared from general public knowledge, that they're dead. I hope Eddie Curry's not dead. Eddie Curry, if you're alive, we can add someone else to this podcast and we'll get you a sponsorship. It's going to be GE. It's going to involve Taco Fall. And it might be brought to you by Airwick. Yes, Airwick is going to sponsor you and GE. We'll make this happen.
Why not Chili's? Because like Chili's, Eddie Curry was a quickly once popular but quickly fading center that people kind of just sort of forgot existed.
Like TGI Friday?
Oh, God. How many restaurants have failed because people just really... How many times have you heard somebody in your life say, damn, I really want a TGI Friday?
Me 4 weeks ago. I was like, man, I drove past this. I forgot this existed. I really want this now. I wonder if their food's good.
I didn't like their food when they went there.
I don't even remember what it was like. Okay. Before we get off on this tangent.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question about preseason before we wrap this thing up.
Yes.
Do you expect to see a big trade before this is done? Like if Harden's still hanging out there, do you expect to... Are you expecting anything big considering that we have rookies that just came in? They didn't, you know, we didn't have a traditional training camp and we have a quick turnaround in the season. Do you think that's going to play in at all into the preseason that we're about to sit through?
I do not think it's going to happen in the preseason. I do think we get a stunning trade early in the regular season, a la AI for Chauncey Billups. And it may
be. Do they both still play? Are they both still in the NBA? Oh, no. Allah. Never mind. Never mind.
No.
It was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
I think you see something. It might be the Pistons trading Griffin or Rose. It may be a James Harden deal. It may be a sneaky Kyrie deal. Kyrie Irving. Ooh.
He's not going to talk about it, though.
He won't talk about it. That's why you'll never see it coming. You just won't hear it.
I'm really excited to hopefully see Blake Griffin play good and healthy and then get his ass sent somewhere.
Where do you think?
Also, I'm not mad at my one hope in the NBA for a few years now, which is Derrick Rose gets traded to Memphis and has to face up for shit from college.
That is something you've been talking about.
Do you think it's a rule in the NBA that he's not allowed to be traded to Memphis?
Yes. I actually think that is a full rule that he is not allowed to go back to Memphis. And I don't even think it's an NBA rule. I think that's like an actual like federal law.
It's a federal law.
Like I think Memphis has taken out a PPO against Derrick Rose.
Oh,
he has to stay 25 feet away, or he has to stay at least two states away.
Yeah. Okay. That might have taken a dark turn, but I'm excited to see some games here and catch with you next week, man.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to be on this podcast. And I also want to thank some of our mini sponsors, Bowls. You know, for when you need to do like jungle juice and stuff. Bowls.
Oh, bowls. Sorry, I was confused. I thought you said something else for a second.
Well, bowels for when you, you know, need to get rid of stuff. Bowels.
Tennis balls made by Penn.
Because are there really any other type?
Does Spalding make tennis balls?
Probably, but I'm just assuming so. And condoms by Antonio Cromartie.
Oh my gosh, that's a sponsorship that needs to happen. Antonio Cromartie in a Trojan commercial is the funniest thing ever.
I think Antonio Cromartie wearing a Trojan would probably be the funniest thing ever. The man has like 17 kids.
I mean, if he came in a Trojan horse and broke out of it for a Trojan commercial, this podcast is done. I need to go make a commercial right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. We just got a great idea. We might see you next week if we didn't just make $1 million.
All right, man. I'll catch you later.
Adios, señor. Espero que tenga buena noche.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.